What's going on? At a patrol base recently, 17 heads of household turned up wanting to have a chat. The platoon commander that welcomed them with his ANA counterpart was slightly nervous. He was just about to set off on patrol, try and talk to owners of local compounds, having not seen them for a couple of days. Would the subject be the gunfire, the IEDs, ISAF occupation of compounds, or lack of compensation payments? Were they moving out? 5 hours later, they had all agreed that what was required was a local school, and that the site of a local petrol station would suffice. The elders thought that they would be able to resist the Taliban, but they needed our help with equipment and books. Happy and a little relieved, said platoon commander passed it up, and we shall pass it on to those in our number charged with improving the local bureaucracy. Sangin has a new district governor, and we are hopeful that the local state functions will begin to flourish under his stewardship. This is overseen by a political officer and a stabilisation advisor, who are both British civil servants. There is already a new health centre. Police recruiting has improved, but there is still plenty of space in the ANP. The local investigator has changed, and the mayor is presiding over considerable developments in the bazaar. The heartening news from the marathon surer was that the moving around in the compounds was said to be down to families cramming in to make the most of the security offered by the base. With any luck, we will make it worth their while, and the Ministry of Education will shortly get a new project.